Once the fusion stops, the whole thing collapses under its own weight to form a white dwarf. So you've got this very small blob, which is incredibly dense. It's going to be something like a million times denser than it started off. So dense, in fact, that if you had a piece the size of my mobile phone, it would weigh something like 10 tons.
The core of the massive red giant collapses, leaving the white dwarf denser than anything that had previously been discovered. This raises another perplexing question. Why doesn't gravity completely destroy them? They were such baffling objects that one British astronomer commented, an appropriate response to the message from a white dwarf was, "Shut up, don't talk nonsense." It took a whole new, revolutionary form of physics to emerge before their secrets could be unraveled. Quantum mechanics revealed much more about the innards of atoms, enabling astronomers to begin to solve the mystery of the white dwarf.
In physics, we got two different types of particles. There are some particles that are very gregarious, that like to get together. And then we've got other particles, like the electron, which like to be different from each other. They're a little bit like people at a party who are wearing the same colour dress. They don't want to be standing next to each other. So they're going to tend to naturally push away from each other.